Okay, here's the audio version of our latest email called Watch Your Mouth. So, at first glance or at first sound, you might think that this is about profanity, one of my favorite topics, because I do love all words equally. Nope, it's literally about your mouth and pranayama, or breathing and energy practice. Are you a mouth breather? How do you know? Do you know? Really? I would have said absolutely 100%, hands down, no way am I a mouth breather. But then I started paying more attention because I read that book last year that you've heard me talk about forever, incessantly, Breath by James Nestor. And now that I'm paying more attention, I catch myself all the time with my mouth just hanging slightly open, just a little bit, but still, I know better. Then I started paying attention even more, like when I'm walking, hiking, or running. Just kidding, I never run. But even on an uphill trek, even a little hike, I'm trying to keep my mouth closed and just nasal breathe. It takes more of a conscious effort than you might think. And the second I stop paying attention, there it goes. It does this in part because of something called air hunger. Weird, right? That's a topic for a whole nother email. I know, though, you're thinking, so big deal. What? So what? It can't have that big of an impact. Well, I'm here to tell you it does too. And I want you to hear that in the emphatic tone of an 8-year-old telling another sibling, it does too. Here's why it matters. It changes your CO2 levels and your tolerance to CO2, which lowers the nitric oxide that triggers your oxygen uptake, which affects your nervous system and your heart. I really need to do a graph of that, like a flow chart, so it makes more sense because it's really a simple concept once you look at those, but I know probably just hearing it might not all click. Plus, it changes the shape of your jaw and your smile and your nasal passageways or your sinus cavities over time. Ever struggle with breathing? Know someone who snores? Has asthma? Allergies? A deviated septum? Now, I'm not stating professionally that closing your mouth will fix all that overnight. Definitely not over one night. But there is significant evidence that many breathing obstacles can be magically adjusted by switching to nasal breathing. And by magically, I mean the magic of biology, physiology, and all the other medical ologies. Your body is magic. I mean, seriously, can you really deny that after seeing the miracles of birth and hair growth? Come on, where does all that hair come from when you spend years shaving and cutting month after month after month for decades? Except for my brother, hasn't had to cut his hair since he was 28. Okay, so here's a breathing challenge for this month. I want you to try two things. Try breathing through your nose as much as possible and see what happens. And the second thing, try inhaling for 5.5 seconds and exhaling for 5.5 seconds. So you're trying to get your inhales and exhales to be about the same length, and 5.5 seconds is an optimal length. Just try that for a little bit every day. You don't have to do it for very long. But eventually, see if you can breathe that way for 1 full minute, which would equal 5.5 breaths. Cool math, right? So I felt compelled to reiterate this fascinating information on breathing because I want everyone to breathe a little easier this year for all of our sake. And this is a good start. So thank you for trying it. And now that I've got you breathing easy and feeling calmer, I also feel compelled to remind you that we are doing everything possible to stay open until we can reopen. It's just not feasible to open for 5 people, and the reservation system and the tracking is just too complex. So we're waiting until we get a greener light. And in the meantime, we also know that even when we do open, not everybody's ready to come back. So we'd just like to ask if at all possible you could help spread the word about our online classes, our library, and our workshops, because every little bit helps. And we're adding new ones every day. We've got 10-minute classes, 30-minute classes, 40-minute classes. So we've gotten a really good selection in there now. So that's it. Until next time, breathe easy and much love. Thanks.